Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right. Angel is off speaking to a group of business women today, and therefore you have me, but I've got you as well. And here's what I want to do. I want to open up the phone lines, and if you want to have a conversation with us about any of the topics that we are addressing today, you can certainly join. Or if you've got just, you know, you want to chat about something, you got a question, a business question, any of that, you can give us a shout, 303-632-4160. That's 303-632-4160. And we would love to be able to chat with you. Once again, that number, 303-632-4160. Give us a call and let's talk out whatever it is that's on your mind. Hello to all our friends that are watching by way of our Facebook Live. We appreciate you so very much. Hey, do us a favor. Share the show. Simply click the share button. It's just a one-step process, and we are grateful for you. Today's kindness act of the day, hashtag kindness act of the day, is to send a thank you note, to write out a handwritten thank you note. Doesn't have to be fancy. It could be on a piece of white paper. Doesn't matter what kind of a thank you note. But say thank you to somebody in handwriting, saying thank you so much for being in my life. I'm grateful that you're a part of it. I'm grateful that you're a part of my business. I'm grateful that you're a part of what we're doing together. And then give it to them. The goodwill that is generated when we do something like that is significant, and we always encourage you to use the hashtag kindness act of the day. All right, you know, we've got Angel's away, and because Angel's away, perhaps we can go back to the days of yore. And of course, if you want to make that phone call and interrupt this segment, that's fine. We welcome that. 303-632-4160. But if nobody calls, I'm going to take you on a journey back in time. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about the news that you might not be aware of. For instance, the Utah Attorney General's office just said in a court filing today that the man suing the state has no constitutional right to marry his laptop computer. What? Chris Sevier filed a lawsuit against the state of Utah, arguing that he should be allowed to marry his laptop computer. And he's using the legalization of same-sex marriage as the basis for the lawsuit. I don't understand that. I have nothing to do with this story. I'm just reporting the news. The lawsuit, which names Governor Gary Herbert, Attorney General Sean Reyes, and Utah County Clerk Brian Thompson, was recently changed to include plaintiffs, other plaintiffs who seek the right to enter into a polygamous marriage. Sevier, who is acting as his own attorney, no surprise there, has filed similar lawsuits outside of Utah. He's barred from practicing law in Tennessee. Interesting. Yeah. Plaintiffs contend that because the courts have recognized same-sex individuals' right to marry, this court should further expand the right to marry to include unions between a person and a laptop computer and unions between multiple partners. That was Assistant Attorney General David Wolf wrote in a court filing obtained in obtained and published online by a local television station. Marrying your laptop computer? That makes no sense to me at all. This is interesting. I used to live in Wyoming. Does anybody know where Sundance, Wyoming is? Up in the northeast corner of the state. There is a town called Aladdin, Wyoming. It includes a store and a gas station and a post office. And the entire town, or most of it, is heading for the auction. An auctioneer is preparing to sell a large piece of property in nearly an entire Wyoming town, including grocery store, motel, cafe, and a liquor store. And the auctioneer says that Friday's auction will include virtually all of the commercial property in Aladdin, a small town with a population of about 15 people. So you have a town and residents in that. The auction includes a 125-year-old Aladdin store, Cindy B's Cafe, the motel, the post office, the liquor store, with a liquor license, that's huge, and a gas station, about $160,000 worth of commercial inventory. You don't even have to really live there if you want to buy it. You can buy it and have somebody manage the town if you'd like. It doesn't matter where you start out. It's where you end up. And with the auction, there is no top limit. So there you have it. You can purchase each of the properties individually or as a full package bundle. And Rick Brangle, the current property owner, said the town has become a stop for tourists and bikers during the yearly Sturgis Bike Rally. Said the Aladdin store has brought in more than $1 million in revenue during the past 10 years. Getting a little long in the tooth, so we decided to put it up for auction. We'd like to see it stay the way that it is. I know Aladdin, Wyoming. I've stopped there at the restaurant. I've stopped there at the store to pick up supplies. That's where you can get the fishing bait for fishing in the Sand Creek out there in Wyoming and South Dakota area. And folks, wow, maybe you want to buy a town. If so, you can do so if you'd like. Did you hear about this? A donut shop here in Denver celebrated yesterday's National Donut Day early by making deliveries throughout Denver by drone. Lamar's Donuts used a drone to deliver donuts throughout the city in an early celebration of National Donut Day. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock shared the live video of the drone delivering donuts from the Denver-based chain Lamar's Donuts to the city and county building on Wednesday. Operation Donut Drop is what they called it. And, wow. You know, this drone stuff is real. I don't get it yet, because I have the mind of a criminal teenager. Can I admit that out loud over the air? I'm thinking if there is a drone carrying anything of value at all, and donuts might qualify, especially Lamar's donuts are very tasty. It's kind of like a loaf of bread with sugar on it. And I see a drone getting ready to drop those things off, I'm throwing a net. And not Annette the girl. A net to catch the drone. You know, stop the propellers from doing damage and relieve that. I'm just saying, you know, maybe drone. I don't know how they're handling that process, because it just seems ripe for disaster, this drone delivery stuff. But apparently it worked out okay. Let's see. What else should we talk about? Oh, are you a good speller? Well, Google Trends released a report on the most misspelled words in each state based on a search result for the phrase how to spell. So, you know, people go into and say how to spell this or that or whatever. Residents of California, Minnesota, New York, and Kentucky all struggle to spell the word beautiful. That's hard to imagine, because California, Minnesota, New York, Kentucky, all beautiful states. Residents of Washington, Alabama, and Maine, and Michigan can't seem to spell the word pneumonia. Other words that plague people in multiple states include schedule, Maybe they are British and they pronounce the word schedule, and maybe that's complicated to spell. How about tomorrow? Maintenance or hallelujah? Now, hallelujah is one of those weird words. It's got that silent J, right? But tomorrow or maintenance? Do you guys have problems spelling these words? Do you have a word? Is there a word or a couple of words that that boggle you? Maybe it's the then and than. I don't know if that's really misspelling or it's simply we don't know which one to use. Interesting. People in the state of Wisconsin regularly double-check the spelling of their state's name as the most commonly searched for how to spell Wisconsin. I live here, but I'm not sure how to spell where I live. Residents of Massachusetts also had the same issue. Well, they get a pass, don't you think? Massachusetts is much harder to spell than Wisconsin. And then finally, 2017, the difficulty has increased as the most commonly searched for how to spell is, get this, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Can't make this up. Google Trends. Lots of weird news for you today. We have a fantastic program for you today. Chris Pagula is going to join us right after the break. We're going to talk a little bit. Well, you know what? You're going to have to tune in to find out what we're going to talk about. This is the home of positive business talk. Eric Raymer, this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the program, so at any point you want to join in, feel free to jump into our Facebook Live. You make a comment, we'll replay that or talk about it on the program. Listen, gone are the days of the man being the sole breadwinner of the family, leaving his partner home to raise the kids. Today's parenting is a joint effort, with men assuming more active role in the day-to-day responsibilities. But parenting can be an overwhelming experience for any new dad on the front lines. I'm grateful that it's been a while for me. You might be scared out of your mind, and it's okay. Enter the Diaper Dude. That's right, Diaper Dude, the ultimate dad's guide to surviving the first 2 years. Dadrepreneur, hope I said that right, Chris Pagula, is the founder of the True Dude and Diaper Dude lifestyle brands, and he is with us today to talk about this new book, The Diaper Dude, the ultimate dad's guide to surviving the first 2 years. Chris, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Are you there, Chris?
I am here.
Fantastic. Very nice to have you along with us. Hey, Diaper Dude, I got to be honest with you. Now, I'm out of the brand new child rearing stage of life, and so I was unaware of the brand. But looking at this, what a cool thing you have done. Talk to us about what Diaper Dude is all about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for those kind words. I actually started the brand 14 years ago, when my oldest son was already three, actually. He's now 17.
All right.
And it was inspired by my wife when she was pregnant with him. She came home one day with literally a dozen flowery diaper bags. I kid you not. And I took one look at them, and I'm like, where's mine? And she said, take your pick. And I was
like,
what? No way. I'm not carrying a leopard style or flowery style diaper bag. So that really was the inspiration, and there was nothing on the market. So I kind of went for it and ended up coming up with the concept and following through and, a few years later, launched the company.
Well, and the company and what you're referring to is the various bags and so on. They remind me, and we talked about this in the studio earlier today, they remind me of that commercial where the guy's wearing what some people would call a MRSA. Right, and he says it's a European it's a European men's handbag or a European man bag, but these are cool, and people like Brad Pitt and others in the celebrity realm are using them. Matthew Broderick, Ben Stiller, they're using these as diaper bags and satchels and whatnot. This is great. Your story is exciting. When you rolled this thing out, how did you get it to market? How did it catch fire?
You know, it's interesting. I was fortunate, and I think it was all about the timing, even though, it's actually more topical today and current that dads are as involved or more so involved than when I started the company. But the fact that it was a concept geared towards men was totally unique to the industry. And again, like nothing existed in that marketplace or that category. In fact, we pride ourselves on having created the category diaper bags for dads that exists now in most stores and outlets when shopping for baby products. But it was kind of a combination of luck, accident, and perseverance. I was fortunate, having lived in Los Angeles, and still do, but I was an actor at the time and had friends that were agents or actors, and they happened to be having children, so I would pretty much give them a product to sort of get opinions from and whatnot, and then they would buy and share for their friends, and it's pretty much snowballed from there. And went into my first account here in Los Angeles, which was Fred Siegel at the time, and I called him up on the phone saying, hey, I have a concept for a product called Diaper Dude, Diaper Bags for Dads. I'd love to show it to you. And they were like, okay, come in next week. And I was shocked. I had no idea it would be that simple. And it wasn't all easy. But
sure. But
pretty
Chris,
much the concept being new and unique inspired a lot of
All right, so you got a great
success.
Concept. It's you. It's new. It's unique, which is a big thing. But, Chris, I've said this for years, and I wonder, I'd love to get your opinion on it. And actually, it came out of the situation where I used to be a professional illusionist, and, you know, like a magician, David Copperfield
Oh, cool.
kind of guy. And I was sitting in the Hollywood Hills just over Lakeside, golf course there behind the back lot of Universal.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to a buddy. He got a phone call, and I was literally offered a five-minute segment on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And
Whoa.
I'm the guy that turned it down.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
And so here's the story that came out of that, and I've told this story for decades now, and it is this. It's not what you know, but who knows you. That
right.
is the most important thing. What do you think?
You know, I think there's a lot of that falls into play. I mean, it was like that in the acting world, too. While
yeah.
there's so many talented actors that are looking for work, you know, and most of the time it happens to be they're in the right place at the right time, or they discover the relationship that they have with somebody through a friend. So, you know, I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
That statement for sure.
Absolutely. Now, Chris, the book that you are putting out here, Diaper Dude, The Ultimate Dad's Gift, or Guide, excuse me, for Surviving the First 2 Years, this book is doing very, very well. Talk to us about the success of that.
For sure. Absolutely. It's really exciting. It's a follow-up to a book I wrote a few years back called From Dude to Dad, The Diaper Dude Guide to Pregnancy, which focused on the process of feeling connected and learning about the pregnancy and being a supportive partner through that experience. And it's spoken in a way that men can relate to and understand, and it's kind of like, you know, man-to-man sort of speech.
Sure.
But this book is the follow-up, so it covers the first 2 years, and essentially it's a lot about my experience as a child relating to my parenting and how I'm parenting my children. And it's funny how I always thought before becoming a parent that I'll never be like my dad. And after writing this book, I found more so that I'm more like him than I had imagined, and I'm actually happy about that. So it was kind of a cathartic and a fun experience to come to that conclusion.
Well,
but it's been a great process and a fun process.
You know, I'm reading the bio on it, and it says, from filled with useful information, hilarious stories of dad madness, psychology, science, and engaging sidebars. Diaper Dude covers everything from bonding, baby-proofing, when you're going to have sex again, to toddlerhood tantrums, and tag-teaming with your partner. It is the perfect gift for anybody who is in that stage of life. Chris, where can people pick up a copy?
Well, you can find it at a local bookstore near you or the larger retailer bookstores like Barnes & Noble and, of course, Amazon.
You bet.
And you can also check out our website, diaperdude.com, to check out diaper bags that, you know, were a great complement for that, and especially leading up to Father's Day this, you know, next few weeks. It's a great gift for the book and bag.
Yeah, you got to check out the men's convertible bag, the men's messenger bag. They come in various colors and scales, but you're going to just love them. There's even one in camo. How can
yeah.
you say no to that? Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Great guest, man.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Absolutely. That's Chris the Diaper Dude Pegula, and we are grateful for his contribution to this conversation. Time for the bottom of the hour news, but when we get back, more positive business talk. And if you want to join the conversation, feel free to call now. 303-632-4160. Got something you want to promote? Got something you want to talk about? Got a question in your business? 303-632-4160. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Staples knows that when your two-person office now houses a staff of 12, it's time. When you go from being a mom-and-pop to a mom-and-pop and sons and company, it's time. When you need to move a 15-person office in one day, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything your business needs to pack it and move it at great prices. And right now, buy two, get one free on all bubble rolls. Staples, it's pro time. N61017 while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. I've opened up the phone lines. Angel is out chatting with some business women in a group that she needed to go speak to, and therefore you have me and I have you. So this is one of those rare times that we open up the phone lines and say, if you want to call in and either bring a question, just chat about something happened in your business, share a cool story. It doesn't matter. No format, no rules. If you want to call in, and by the way, if you do that, that's free advertising for your business, which is always a good thing. 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. We got about 20 minutes left in the program, and for the next 20 minutes, I'll take your phone calls if you want to bring them. So, leaving that up to you. But if you've got something that maybe you just wanted a question, you wanted to know what's going on, how could you do this, what time, you know, where am I at in my business process, and how should I take the next step, any of those things, you are welcome to do so. The credibility that we bring to the table, or the credentials, I should say, that we bring to the table, is that Angel and I, long before we started this radio show 8.5 years ago, we have been business coaches and consultants, trainers, for years and years. So go ahead and bring your phone calls and your questions and or just a funny story. We're good with that as well. When putting together a group of individuals to work together on a project, it can seem easy to simply delegate, you know, all that you're going to have to do to other people. What that doesn't do, however, is set anyone else up on staff to lead after your departure or the leader's departure. So, you know, the lack of initiative that comes with passivity may actually be crippling to an organization, especially one striving to grow in multiple independent departments. Here, then, are several ways to build a team of leaders from within, which is, you know, leadership has kind of been the theme of the program today. And I want to kind of give you a couple of tools that will help you grow your leadership. And more, not just your leadership, but the leadership from within. Because in order to scale, remember earlier in the program we talked about, how do you know when it's time to grow? How do you know when you should invest in the scaling or the ramping up of a thriving business? And there were lots of different points. Check the archives for this this broadcast as soon as we're done. Number one, promote cross-departmental teamwork. Do away with those departmental boundaries that seem to be in every organization. You know, this is the marketing department, and they're the sales department. The marketing department always says the sales department is responsible for the lack of revenue, and the sales department says if you would simply provide collateral, we would be able to sell better. Do away with those departmental boundaries by creating teams able to work in multiple fields to make most of your employees' skill set. So cross-promote. Hey, athletes do it all the time. They cross-train, right? The wise leader or the wise entrepreneur cross-trains. When I first was given the general manager's position of my first restaurant way back in the day, before I was able to assume the rank of general manager, I had to go through a cross-promotional training so that I could do every single one of the positions that I would then, you know, soon be overseeing. So promote cross-departmental teamwork as you consider growing the the structure, the infrastructure of your business. Another way to build a team of leaders while saving yourself some work is give other people authority. Allow people, let employees to make those decisions rather than simply dismissing them when offered. It's a great way for people to begin tapping into their own problem-solving and analytical skills early on. Practices that are actually going to serve particularly usefully when transitioning into leadership roles. Remember, when you're the boss and then you take on an employee or two employees or three or four, and everybody has their own differentiated role, you're a small, one could even say you're a micro business. But when you cross over into scaling your operation, you're going to need somebody to do what you can do. And having a team of people that can all do it interchangeably, not to say that that's their identity or their main function, but having a team of people that can step up and make decisions for the departments, make decisions for their downline authority, right? For the people that they are serving. And remember, leadership is all about servanthood. It's all about serving others rather than being a dictator, which nobody likes. Along the lines of building a team of leaders while saving yourself some work, tell your staff about your process. One of the most intriguing parts of leadership is the mystery around it. Few people who aren't leaders actually know how those important decisions get made, where the company's planning on going, how products get decided on from start to finish. And being free and transparent with your information shows employees the steps that they'll have to take when they try to step in as leaders rather than leaving them blind. And all of this, if you're not following, all of this is leading to the sustainability of your company. Because if your employees truly believe that there is no place for them to grow, guess what they're going to do? They're going to bail. They're going to leave. They're going to cut out. And so when you tell your staff about your process, not just this is what I decided, but this is why I decided what I decided. This is my process. These are the three litmus tests that have to be passed before any product goes to market. Anything like that. And my friends, that's where it's at. That's what you really want to do. Okay? So tell your staff about the process. If you can give them that and get them thinking along those lines and then allow them to release a product and maybe put it out, you'll be way ahead of the game. Next, express your passion. Now listen, passion is one of those words that is so overused when it comes to, how to grow a business, how to start a business. You can't start a business that's going to grow or thrive if you don't have any passion. All right, we get that. But ultimately, an angel says it this way. She says, no one is more interested, no one will be more interested in the success of your business than you. So if you want anybody to kind of come close, to come, to jump in with as much or close to as much enthusiasm as you bring to it, you've got to share that. You've got to tell your leaders, train your leaders to see how much you care about the team, the project, the organization, the why, the movement. You know, Angel and I, tomorrow is Fan Bragging Friday, and we're going to talk a lot about, for 2 hours, we open up the phone lines and invite people to call in with what's good in business. Folks, that is more than an alliteration, Fan Bragging Friday. That is... It's the heart and soul of the mission of Experience Pros is to celebrate the good instead of bemoaning the negative. It's a movement. And so why do we do it every Friday? Why do we make that, dedicated? Why do we not take any guests? We only take phone calls and celebrate those calls. I can tell you why. It's because we're going to express our passion, because somewhere out there, somebody else is going to be as just as excited about that as we are. The idea of somebody being able to call into a nationally syndicated radio show and talk about somebody else's business and then be able to promote their business as well, all for free, somebody's going to light up and say, that could be my business plan right there. And we keep doing it. We've been doing it for 8.5 years. We keep doing it. And guess what? Somebody's going to connect. Somebody's going to click. And they do. The calls come. And when they come, we are happy to share them out. Finally, the final way to build a team of leaders while saving yourself some work is you got to be clear about responsibilities. Set clear goals for every person, as well as the tasks that they're expected to do. Aiding in helping future leaders set those exact same roles for the people that they're going to lead in the future. In some cases, it might even help them learn how to create new ones, a necessary step that accompanies every company's growth. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more positive business talk. That's what you've come to expect. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Napa Know How!
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros. America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey is out. She's talking to a bunch of business women, inspiring them to take their business to the next level. You've got me, and I've got you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks to our friend, listener Robert, who just in the comment of from our last segment, talking about vision, sharing the vision with your employees. He says simply this: make sure the vision is clear for all involved. One of the ways you can do that, thank you, Robert, is to say what you said and then invite them to tell you what they heard. Here at Experience Pros, we have a phrase that is common, I think came originally from Angel's interaction with her husband, Jay, and that is that what you heard? And it often happens right after the one or the other party says something. And then they get this blank look on their face, like, I'm not sure what you just said. Or when asked, you know, this is what I think you just said. Is that what you heard? So ask for a little bit of feedback. So there's a couple of different things that have caught my eye today as we get ready to wrap this program up. And there are a number of things that you should immediately give up if you are seeking or desiring astonishing confidence. If you want to develop confidence, you know, to give a real boost to your self-esteem, there are a number of things that you need to give up. And right at the top of the list, get rid of all negative self-talk. Like I said, I'm on day 11, I believe, might be day 12, of our 24-hour no complaint challenge. So 24 hours, that's a day. But if I don't get it perfect, I'm going to do it over and over and over again until I work on it, which if I do it for 21 days, I'm pretty sure it will turn into a habit. But part of that no complaint challenge is eliminating self-talk. So give up self-talk, negative self, not self-talk, but negative self-talk. At one point in life, you need to be Your inner coach motivated you, but now it's holding you back and it's lowering your self-esteem. Get rid of the negative Nancys. Number two, and this is written by Matthew Jones, so you may or may not like this next one. You got to give up caring too much about what other people think about you. Seeking approval from other people reinforces the idea that you need external validation. And that fact, the fact is that you need You need internal validation. You need to believe that you're enough. You need to build yourself up. Stop trying to meet other people's expectations. Start appreciating yourself. There it is right there. Start appreciating yourself. The third one, things you need to give up if you want astonishing confidence. Stop wasting time on activities that don't bring value. Now, Matthew Jones threw in Netflix in this. Stop wasting time on activities like Netflix that don't bring value. I don't know if Netflix is your kryptonite or not, but in order to build confidence, you need to develop a sense of pride in that competence, in the competence that you bring to the table, investing in yourself rather than indulging in temporary escapes. I will say all things in moderation and balance. So if Netflix is your escape, or if reading a novel is your escape, as it is mine, or whatever the case may be, take the escape. That's all right. Keep it in balance. Keep it in moderation. Things you need to give up in order to have astonishing confidence. Stop seeing only shortcomings rather than opportunities for growth. Focusing on limitations only builds strength, builds their strength, the strength of the limitation. Refrain from viewing shortcomings as obstacles, and instead reframe them as areas for growth or opportunities for growth. You want to be overwhelmingly confident? Start filling your life with screens and stimulation rather than quiet introspection. Stop overstimulating your brain by staring at screens all day. And I'm talking about your phone screen. I'm talking about your computer screen. All brilliant minds read and reflect. It's time for you to build a foundation of success and confidence instead of building superficial entertainment. And by the way, if you don't have the covering for the blue light that comes on your contacts or your glasses or whatever, I don't know if they make it for the contacts, but certainly with glasses, you may be doing damage to your eyes without even knowing it. You want to be astonishingly confident? Stop reliving the past. No matter how good or how bad things were in the past, they've already happened. Bring your attention to the present and start building the better future. What we do today matters for tomorrow. Can't take away, can't change, and even if it's glory days, can't relive the glory days. You can remember them. If they're happy memories, by all means, keep them. But the point of this one is, if you want to build astonishing confidence, know how to celebrate the moment. And by celebrating the moment, you build the future for tomorrow. I'm gonna switch gears on that. I think that's enough for things that you should immediately give up if you want astonishing confidence. If you'd like more, I could certainly provide a link to the story that I drew from. But this story comes out of the news, and I thought it interesting. We'll just wrap our program on this. A Boston man has decided, you know what? He used to be a 7-Eleven franchise owner in Boston, Massachusetts. And he decided, you know, I'm not digging the vibe being a 7-Eleven owner. And so he literally went across the street and opened a 612 convenience store. Not a 7-Eleven, a 612. And why? Well, he says his conflict with 7-Eleven began when the company forced him to offer hot food such as taquitos and hot dogs, which consumers rarely bought. There they'd sit on the rollers. No one would buy them. And every day I'd throw out $200 to $300 worth of food that I had to pay for. That's what he told the Boston Globe. 7-Eleven field consultant for the region then asked this owner, the franchisee, to begin offering chicken wings and pizza at his store. And in addition to that, hiring an employee to work the hot food counter at all times. He tried to resist the relationship with the company. And he finally came to an end. They came to a settlement outside of court. He opened the 612 store across the street from his old 7-Eleven. And guess what? People are going! That's right. If you don't like the way something's being done, do it differently, folks. That's it. Hey, tomorrow's Fanbragging Friday. Will you call in 855-FANBRAG and say something nice about somebody else? Free marketing for you. Who wouldn't take that up? Thanks for tuning in.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,